Well, all right, let's get straight into it. Hot Business 1027. It is time to speak to David Shapiro, the Deputy Chairman and Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities. David, thank you very much for joining us. A weird day today. Our market down heavily, I want to say, and the U.S. actually green by like 0.5%. Why the discount?
I don't know. You know, it confused me a little bit. As you say, it's very odd. And I've been going through almost share by share to see what's happening. And, you know, for the first time, I got a little nervous about financial sector because most companies are pointing down there. If you look at finances, you know, the bank's down almost 3%. So there's certain areas which are starting to look vulnerable. And it's hard to read the local market. I'm finding it very, very difficult. You've got, you know, it's always difficult in the sense that it's got commodities, it's got those offshore giants, industrial companies, and then we've got local SA as well. So you have to read them in conjunction. And what's concerning me now is, apart from one or two shares, generally SA Inc., which has held up so well, is beginning to show vulnerability. Maybe that's because of the GDP numbers, the underlying growth numbers, worries about what is happening in the economy. So it's not easy to read the local market.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked last week, it felt almost as if they were buying South Africa and dumping the international stuff. So emerging markets looked sexy, right? And this week is just the complete opposite, like you say.
It is. You know, you're going to get... It's funny, I was just reading an article today about the hedge funds in the U.S. And what they're doing is they're selling the index and then looking for odd entry points, cheap entry points in equities. You know, so they'll sell the index to find where they think cheap entry points are. And I think within the South African context, there's still those kind of points. I was looking at Fashini's numbers, you know, very good numbers. They're up today quite strongly. And you have to look at that as a group. I mean, they're doing well in Australia, they're doing well in the UK, and they're changing their whole business model locally. Admittedly, the underlying economy is not helping them, but I think they're ignoring the headlines and repositioning the business for a change in direction. So I think you've got to, if you are going to look at this market, you've got to be very, very selective about, you know, where you go.
Well, I guess also it is a bit of a bear market, right? I think that narrative is one that we don't really want to admit, but the trend is down. It's been down since January, and it's going to take a lot more to change it than we realize.
The only thing that I will say is that momentum globally is starting to run out of steam. We haven't got the same pace that we saw in June, you know, and, you know, I'm nervous. I hold back, but all of a sudden, the sellers seem to be running out of steam, and I like that because you always find at a time like that, you know, where the news is so bad, there's just so much coming at you. All of a sudden, something turns in the news, and it sparks a rally that can turn it around. It was a false one a few weeks ago, but I'm not as kind of negative and as distressed as I was maybe a couple of weeks ago. Say, okay, be patient, let's wait. So I'm not going to challenge you in that sense that we are in a downturn, but I think the momentum of that downturn is starting to kind of wane.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I had to learn the hard way, I guess, over the years was that downtrends or, you know, bear phases in markets don't end because suddenly a bunch of buyers rock up and start buying things. It's because there's just no one left to sell, right? And hopefully we're starting to reach that point.
I think we are. You know, if you look at the amount of sellers, you know, and I'm not the right person to quote statistics in that, but when you see the number of short positions in the market, I think they're greater than we saw in March 2020. So you have a massive short position out there or leaning towards shorts. And that's exactly, Petri, you know, as you said, who's going to sell? Anybody who wanted to be out should be out by now. You know, if you're not out, why not?
Yeah.
So we just have to, you know, just got to bide your time. Don't don't stand on the edge of a cliff or at the top of a building.
Yeah, we live in hope of the epic short squeeze of the ages. Eh? Well, David, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's short and sweet. We've got a great interview with the Discovery coming up. It went a bit longer than usual. So we have to cut a little bit of time for market commentary. But we hope to speak to you again next week. Thank you very much for your time. It's always a pleasure talking to you. David Shapiro, the Deputy Chairman and Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities, giving us some insights and a little bit of hope on a gloomy Wednesday afternoon.